Thank you very much, Senator Vinner. Senator Wicker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have to say this. I have not today, or have I ever, in a committee hearing, insulted the integrity of witnesses on the other side of an issue. And we have come perilously close to that in this committee today. And it's been suggested by my friend from Rhode Island that Dr. South and Dr. Lee Gates are part of a fringe. And to me, this is the very kind of public intimidation and insulting rhetoric that Professor Lee Gates has talked about having experienced at the University of Delaware, and I take exception to it. Now, Dr. Lee Gates, you are a signatory of the Oregon petition, are you not?
Yes, sir.
And that Oregon petition says there's no convincing scientific evidence that human release of carbon dioxide, methane, or other greenhouse gases is causing or will in the foreseeable future cause catastrophic heating of the Earth's atmosphere and disruption of the Earth's climate. I assume this is some petition that you and some fringe scientists from Oregon got together and signed. Is that correct?
No, I believe there's 30-some thousand people have signed that petition.
30-some thousand people. Would you describe these people?
Many of them are scientists, PhDs in other disciplines, people who are connected with climate change and doing research in various areas associated with it.
Well, I just have to say I appreciate someone standing up and challenging the conventional wisdom. You know, Martin Luther did that. Martin Luther King did that. And so I appreciate some people who are willing to hold up their hand and say, wait a minute, I've got some data here that I would like to suggest is a contrary position.
Well, I wouldn't put myself quite in that category.
Well, but it is an important issue.
I think it is.
And I have to say I admire you for standing up, and Dr. South also, for standing up and saying you have a right to be heard and a right to be listened to and a right not to be insulted by being called a part of a lunatic fringe. Now, you've concluded that droughts in the United States are more frequent and more intense during colder periods. Is that correct?
That's what the data seem to indicate.
Okay.
That when we look at droughts over the last 2,000 years, they tend to become more intense and more frequent when the temperatures have become colder.